This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Tuesday edition of the show. With you in the studio, it's Johnny Ray.
And Rich Paul, who has no working microphone, I think. Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Okay, that's not so good.
Now I hear you.
Hey, groovy.
Do you hear me too?
Yeah, now usually when there are volume problems, Ian adjusts this. If you can't tell, we're alone in the studio tonight. Ian's on his way back from a legislative meeting, so we're going to do our best to keep you entertained until he gets here.
Ian went to do some business in Concord. Did you say that, Rich?
Yeah, a legislative meeting on...
And the weather here in New Hampshire is execrable.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny car was tossed.
No, I'm still... Okay. It's snowing, so Ian is stuck on Route 9 or Route 101, whichever way he took. I always take the northern route myself, which is Route 9, and he's stuck on the road. He said, he told me he'd be back in about 30 minutes, and he gave me the option to let a previously recorded version of the show run, and I said, yes, please, Ian, I will take that option, because I am terrified, and I don't want to be on the air subbing for you and competing with a recorded episode, and I'd rather just give them that. I thought about it for a little while, and I thought, the audience deserves better than that, Rich. Don't you agree?
I think they do.
Because, you know, I...
But they're not getting it. They're getting us.
I personally might not be a, quote, fan of Free Talk Live or listen to Free Talk Live, but I know that when my favorite content is interrupted for whatever reason, I get upset. So I didn't want anybody to have a reason to get upset with Free Talk Live, which is putting a good message out there. And moving on to the news of the day, Rich, as we were discussing what we might talk about on the air, I told you I don't know much that's going on in the news, but I know what everybody's talking about is the Western ranchers in Oregon. And you and I have talked about this a little bit. I'm a bit divided myself, but I'm leaning towards looking on these ranchers with in a favorable light. And I'll tell you why, Rich. It's because of Will Grigg.
And who's Will Grigg?
Will Grigg is a fantastic opinion man from the West. And I haven't read his latest, but I read the last paragraph in it. And that seems to suggest that he looks on these men in a favorable light.
Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily look at the men in a negative light. Even necessarily think that I don't have a problem really with their cause. I wish they had done a better job of getting out exactly what their cause is. I don't know what they're asking.
Their cause being they're incensed about the two men who have been resentenced after having served a year in jail. The first judge gave them a year, though there was a 5-year minimum sentence on account of some terrorism charges.
So, yeah, they were charged for burning federal land accidentally as if they had done it as a terrorist act, and I don't know why that... I mean, the jury has a lot of explaining to do on that, I think, but...
The first judge gave them a year, and he, I believe, explicated at that time that he couldn't in good conscience give them that 5-year mandatory minimum, but the prosecutors appealed. You know, I'm not a legal expert, Rich, so I don't know exactly how this happened.
Well, the way it played out is you were pretty close. He sentenced one to a year and one to 3 months of the two defendants. The prosecutor did appeal the sentence based on its noncompliance with the mandatory minimum.
Okay.
And the appeals court basically said, well, you know, we've done worse stuff for this. Look at the guy who got sentenced to 35 years for stealing a candy bar. We let him get away with that. And so basically the fact that they have had horrible, unjust sentences in the past was held as a reason to continue upholding horrible, unjust sentences.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So they kicked it back to the trial court. I believe they kicked it back to a different judge, and I don't know why it went to a different judge instead of the same one, but that judge sentence them to the 5-year mandatory minimum, so they went back to serve the rest of that time. Now, they're already back in jail. They turned themselves in several days ago. So the question to me is, why is Ammon Bundy still there, and what does he hope to accomplish? You know, I do have to recognize, I mean, the things that I've heard from the liberals on this matter have been really, really kind of fascinating, because liberals in theory support the right to protest, you know, and in theory they oppose police brutality. But what I've learned is that when the protesters are politically opposed to them, then they don't support the right to protest, and they do support police brutality. And you get people like Montel Williams saying that these people should basically be killed for unauthorized camping, which is more or less what they're doing. I think camping is technically permitted on the at the bird sanctuary where they are, but I don't know if they filled out the proper form or anything. But they clearly haven't done, they haven't harmed anybody. They haven't even harmed the birds. And yet, you know, you have these liberals out there howling for blood, and it really shows the hypocrisy in, oh, free speech, but only for us, the liberals say.
That's true. That's true, Rich. They are. I mean, I personally am having a hard time right now at the moment distinguishing between some sort of, like you say, left-wing liberal-type protest who you would never consider breaking up with armed violence, and the Bundy brothers, although they're armed, aren't they, Rich?
Well, they are armed, but, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, so that shouldn't come into it. You know, there's no law, or there's nothing in the Constitution that indicates that you can't simultaneously exercise the First and Second Amendment.
Well, I'm a guy, my first hesitance about the very first time this story broke, I told you that it was troubling to me or concerning or something. And I've been thinking about it just at the back of my head, because mostly I think about Morrowind and the video games that I play, but the idea has been mulling over in my mind, because, well, it's a dramatic event, and it gives one cause to think things over, even if they don't normally spend a lot of time thinking about such things. But I'm a guy who just, when it comes to the state, Rich, I'm going to bring it to the, you know, I'm kind of dogmatic and fundamentalist. When it comes to the state, I just want to I'm okay with just freezing things where they are. And from this point forward, we respect each other's property rights. I'll say give them their bird sanctuaries, give them all of that land out there. Because if today they have to start behaving ethically and respecting people's property rights and stop confiscating their money and taxations and so forth, then eventually we're going to get to a world that we can live in.
Okay. Now, as I understand it,
which means that the Bundys need to clear out.
The Bundys need to clear out.
Yeah, because the state owns that place. That's theirs.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, then. That's interesting, because that sounds less...
Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Johnny Ray here in the studio with you.
And Rich Paul.
And we were just discussing the situation out west in Oregon. Mallard County, is that right?
I don't know the county name.
But at on federal land where the ranchers have taken up position and established a perimeter and are holding possession of
birds
of this land to make a statement in support of another man who may or may not have been their pal. I don't think he was. I don't think they knew each other.
I don't think they knew each other. I think and Hammond, for the record, has said through his attorney that the Bundys don't speak for the Hammonds and that he doesn't really want them there. That was the basis under which the Oath Keepers, which is a group that I generally respect, asked American militiamen to stand down, because originally there was a big call that went out for everybody show up, and a lot of people were wondering, why are there only 125 or so people there? And there are actually widely varying reports on the numbers.
Uh-huh.
But one of the answers to that is a lot of groups like Oath Keepers said, look, the Hammonds don't want you there. And if the Hammonds don't want you there, you don't have any reason to be there. And I would generally tend to agree with that. I think drawing attention to what's happening to the Hammonds is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you really want to go to bat for somebody like that, I think you really need to have an activist defendant. And I don't know how the Hammonds feel about what's happening. I'm sure they don't like it, but it seems like what they wanted to do was keep their heads down instead of risking having their situation get worse.
So, yes, they maintained ever since I first heard of the story that they would be turning themselves in, and that was that as far as they were concerned.
Yeah, and they did exactly that. So that to me is another concern with the militiamen, and I think what this was, and I can understand it, it seemed like an event that was getting some traction in the news, and it gave them a chance to, or at least in, you know, the new militia circle news, and it seemed like it gave them a chance to, you know, coalesce that movement that came together so well at the Bundy Ranch a couple years ago. But if I had been the guy putting this together, I would have stood down and said, okay, the Hammonds don't want us there. This is not our opportunity. Let's wait for the next case. Because the thing that I do know is that beyond this one injustice of people being sent to prison for 5 years for something that the judge even does not believe merits 5 years, or at least the first judge, there's more going on than that in the Western United States with respect to ranchers. And what ranchers are saying is there is a concerted effort going on to drive them off their land. And they connect this to people who have been arrested also in Oregon for collecting rainwater on their own property. Now, that to me is absolutely incomprehensible. How can you arrest a man for gathering water on his own property? But that seems to be going on, and there are some other things. Now, you said, interestingly, that it would be...
Yes, let's get back to my half-baked libertarian theory.
Yeah.
I think I hear Ian out there, so I want to get this stuff out before the conversation gets steered back along more rational lines.
Okay, well, as is written in the Book of Hypotheticals, you know, in one conclusion that as I made my transition from leftist to libertarian, one of the conclusions that I came to is that although the distribution of wealth currently in the United States is bizarre compared to anything that I would expect to be produced by an actual free market, that if we reverted to free markets and we removed the perverse incentives of government and intervention into the economy, that basically wealth through a free market would flow to where it belonged. You know, if we just change the system, the distribution of wealth over time would come to be what it is, or would come to be more or less what it should be.
It would be put in service of its best, of its highest ends.
Exactly, because that's what free markets do.
Right, and when you're spending your own money, you of course have an incentive to do something big with it and not just pee it away, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. So one of the questions that I asked myself was, would I be willing to tolerate a complete redistribution of the current allocation of property if, in return for that, I could get a free market? And I actually think that I would, because I think that mostly...
You just want to clear the ledgers.
Basically clear the slates. Leave everything... I'm not saying this is the best way to do it, and it's not necessary for me to want to live in a libertarian society, because I think that the market over time will allocate resources to their highest ends, because that's what markets do.
Uh-huh.
But it did interest me that I would be willing to do a one-time redistribution if, in return for that, I could get my liberty back.
Yes, and
now that's easy for me to say because I don't have anything. it's an interesting way to attack it. Because
I thought it was the antithesis of what I had said, because I'd said, let the status quo be what it is, but going forward, be free to each other.
And I would be perfectly happy to sign on to that as well.
Well, I think that might be kind of the coward's way. As I think about the situation here in Oregon, these guys arguably are going in because they can't live with themselves and see the injustice of their pals getting thrown in jail for another 4 years because there was a small accident occurred while they were managing their land and trying to prevent a greater fire catastrophe, which I think they succeeded in doing. Nobody was hurt during the illegal things that they did. Although some folks may have been endangered, some federal employees.
Yeah, well, there was some damage to federal land,
but
that's something
but
you can
going
deal
to,
with in civil court.
And they're going in there to correct an injustice. And how can you have justice in the future if you don't have justice today? That is my argument against myself.
Okay.
Free Talk Live!
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Reach Free Talk Live. We will take your calls now that we have the access to the phone lines, now that I have made it here from Concord without any kind of car wrecking, which there were at least two on the road between here and there, which is only usually about an hour-long drive. It ended up being more like an hour and 40 minutes on the road in this case. So that's what happens here in New Hampshire when things get a little snowy. People get a little stupid on the roads, and they end up getting in wrecks. So thankfully, I was not one of those.
So, Ian, the people must know, did you take the northern route or the southern route?
I took the northern route. I was coming from Concord. There is really no southern route from
Concord. Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you will. Although it is south out of Concord, southwest out of Concord to come.
I mean, you could go down 93 to Manchester and hang a right on 101, but not a good plan.
Yeah, it's, you're pretty much going out of your way if you do that. So, thank you guys for holding down the fort here. I appreciate it. Johnny Ray, you stepped up. And
it was so great. It was so great.
Was it nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. The first, before you actually turned the microphones, and then for a few minutes afterwards. Like, at what point did the terror subside when you were in that first segment?
It came and went.
So, really? Really? So,
no, there was,
quickly?
Let's see, there was, I think once I made the uncomfortable and inorganic segue to the Bundy, to the Bundy situation, mm-hmm. then after that it was kind of smooth sailing, because I let Rich do all the talking.
Yeah, if you need a mouth run, I will run my mouth.
And Rich Paul here, courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand, which you can go to invisiblehand.church to learn more about that. And I know you guys have been covering the Bundy Ranch situation. It's actually the top, I guess not the Bundy Ranch, the Hammond Ranch situation involving the Bundys, which, as you pointed out on the air, they don't really even know each other.
these guys? No, I don't believe they do. I assume they've had at least some communication at the beginning of this thing, but
I don't know.
Probably not too much because Hammond didn't seem to want the services offered.
Right, yeah, you have to wonder if they even communicated at all on this. I don't know.
Yeah, this almost has the feel to me of something that, you know, either people were just over anxious to be able to get their point out there, or maybe even an agent provocateur involved, because it's just everything they've done since they've been at that bird sanctuary has looked silly to me.
I haven't been paying attention for the last few days. Have there been any developments since they first really took the property?
Mostly different groups coming in and out. All of them supporters, the militia groups.
Ostensibly
yeah. supporters. And the first one I heard tell of was maybe a group of a couple of guys, and it was just two or three guys who went in because they knew another guy in there was a bad guy who was gonna make things violent, and he was gonna put an end to the whole thing. And they ended up getting ejected. Then another group came in, and the Bundys, I think, demurred accepting their services, and those guys have since left. And I don't know if anyone is there now besides the original group.
And I wonder, I know in the very beginning they were saying they didn't know if it was 15 people or 150 people. I wonder if there's any better estimate now as to how many people are actually on the premises.
You'd think they'd be able to at least estimate that within an order of magnitude. I mean, to say there's somewhere between a person and a half and 150 people, if you extend the range on both sides, I don't know. That's just...
Well,
I mean, think they'd know.
When you say they, do you mean the media or the protesters?
Well, I would expect either of them.
The protesters definitely have a better idea of how many people there are.
The protesters may be specifically not saying to the media so they can not inform the federal government, right? Like, if you're going to take this building, you might want the federal government to think there are more people in there than there actually are. So you wouldn't want to necessarily give the media a tour of the inside if you wanted to continue to obscure that information from their view. So there have been, if you know of any developments that you want to share with us on what's been going on out there at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, I'd be very interested in hearing it, because, like I said, I've been in Concord all day. I don't know what's been going on in the news. I've been sitting in state house hearings on various different bills, including, there's actually one that may be regulating ride sharing in New Hampshire, and there was another one to change the legislation that prohibits one using a cell phone while driving. So there was some interesting stuff up there at the state house today. I screwed up pretty royally in front of the state house committee today by telling a sex joke, and apparently that. Apparently that violates the rules of decorum, as they say in the state house. And
okay, man, what was the joke? Can you tell it on the air?
You must repeat it.
Yeah, you know what? I should probably pull it up. But basically, we were talking about the cell phone ban, and I got up there to testify about how I frequently see people, because we're in this sort of window front studio here in Keene. I can, when I'm here during the day making business calls, I see people all the time using their cell phones illegally. And what they're doing is they hold their phone in their lap. So now, because there's this law that says you can't be seen on your cell phone, no one will hold the cell phone. Like, you know, if you're going to put someone's phone number in your phone, if you're smart and you're going to do it while you're driving, you hold the phone up so you can continue to kind of look, at least in your peripheral vision, down the road while you're putting your phone in, so you don't have to turn your head away from the road in some way. But now if some cop sees you doing that, you'll get pulled over. So what people are doing now is they're looking at their phone in their lap. So they're holding the phone below visible sight from any cop that might be nearby. But yet now they're taking their eyes completely off the road. So that was the point that I was making.
I think I see where this joke might be coming from.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm already upset.
Oh, you're not the only one then, Johnny Ray, because the panel was pretty up. The committee was upset too. And so I got through my testimony, and then the question phase comes up where the politicians will ask you questions if they feel so inclined. And someone asked some question. I don't even remember what it was. But my response was something like, well, there's only two reasons why someone would be looking at their lap. You know, one of them that they're on using their phone, and the other is that they're self-pleasuring. And, I didn't say playing with theirself or, whipping their penis out or something like that. I could have been more explicit. But, man, there was like a gasp from one of the ladies who was sitting to the right, and the whole panel went silent, and the head of the panel was like, sir, you have just crossed the, there is a line, and you have just crossed it. And I just stared at him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. and it's not good. It wasn't good because, they didn't have a sense of humor, obviously. But beyond that, the next bill that I testified on, which was the one to regulate Uber or regulate ride-sharing businesses, they were not paying attention to me at all. Like, normally when you give testimony in front of one of these panels, sometimes some of the members are like busy looking at something or doing something else, and they're not looking at you when you're testifying to them. And you've been there, you've probably experienced this.
Sure.
In this case, almost none of them were looking at me. Now, the room had mostly cleared out to some extent anyway at this time, because it was the very last hearing of the day, and these state reps, they usually leave before the last one. So the room was probably half full as far as the actual state reps that were there. But of the ones that were there, man, I could only make eye contact with like one of them. And it basically sunk my testimony. So I screwed that one up today.
Thank you, Mr. Tasker.
Don't make sex jokes in front of the panels in the state house.
Oh, God, they're prudes and they're ancient. You have to remember this. They're ancient prudes.
Well, some of them are like middle aged. Like, they're not that old. They're
but
in their
the
40s
thing is, when
50.
You talk to them, they're ancient.
Their mindset.
Their
you mean?
Mindset. Their mindset. They and I don't know why that is. It seems like maybe it's just because old people vote, and therefore you end up with,
well, old people have time to run for office too.
Well, that's true too. That's true too.
It's a huge time sink. I mean, not just the running for office, but if you actually win, I mean, you got to go up to that state house 3 days a week and sit in there for 8 hours, maybe more, per day.
Is it technically illegal to get your knob gobbled while you're driving?
I don't know about that.
I don't think it is. It would be interesting. I can't run my mapping software.
This
so
is Free
what
Talk Live, 855-4.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Rich Paul.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And if you are putting a new business together, or maybe you've had a business for a long time, you just need some new business cards, you can get yours through Vistaprint.com and get them cheap. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And these are cards you can customize the text, the colors, logo, backsides, and more. You can upload your own logo to one of their existing designs. Or upload an entire image. That's what I did. I had an actual like business card image full on that I uploaded, but it wasn't actually for a business card. It was for a palm card for Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. So now I have business card size little promo cards for the movie that I produced, thanks to Vistaprint. They're full color and they look great. So you can go and get your own over at Vistaprint.com. Of course, you can upgrade the quality. You can get a thicker stock, add finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. And if you need more than business cards, they can do that too. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, whatever you need for your home office or home business, Vistaprint can hook you up. It's a great experience, super easy to use their tools. So they've got the little designer on their website where you can literally just upload and create the card right there on the site. Super easy to do and really affordable with our special code. You need to use code FTL to get this deal. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's FTL at Vistaprint.com. We were talking. Go ahead, Rich.
Customizable backsides.
Yeah.
Imagine if they could provide that with online dating.
So here we are. You guys were talking about the Oregon.
I thought we learned a lesson earlier today, gentlemen, about decorum.
Oh, yeah. No. We were taught a lesson, but that doesn't mean we learned it.
Well, I'll probably not I'll try not to tell any sex jokes in the State House in the future, but that doesn't mean that we have to have decorum on the radio, Johnny Ray. We can tell sex jokes here. We just can't say really explicit things, because otherwise the FCC will get mad, and then our radio stations could get fined. So there's a certain line that we have to toe here.
Oh, and they fine them, not you.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, that's too bad, because otherwise I'd say let's put on George Carlin's routine about the seven words and just pay the fine.
$325,000 would be the fine if you got hit with it. As a great,
good
as
Lord.
A, per instance, I think.
Great, great man once said, Ian, they're warming up the hot seat for you over at the FCC.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's actually a news story right at the top of our website. I don't know if this inspired you guys to talk about Oregon tonight, but our listeners have submitted, or one of our listeners had submitted and then others voted on. Listener, Your One True King, submitting a story about Oregon occupiers saying that they'll reveal their departure date on Friday. The armed occupiers, according to CNN, who took over a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, will soon reveal their departure date, one of the group's leaders said Tuesday at a press conference. Levoy Finicum said, quote, Friday at 7 we'll be going into town and holding a meeting with the community to explain to the community why we are here and when we'll be leaving. Because you remember earlier they said they were prepared to stay there for years. So what will their actual planned departure be? He didn't say exactly where the meeting would be held in nearby town of Burns. Eamon Bundy, the group leader who usually addresses the media, will attend, he said. The group has occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for now 11 days to protest federal land policies in southeast Oregon. On Monday, the occupiers used government equipment to uproot and tear down a fence at the request of a local rancher, according to a CNN affiliate. They said that it was part of the group's bigger plan to return federal land to residents of Harney County. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued a statement Tuesday saying, quote, removing fences, damaging any refuge property, or unauthorized use of equipment would be additional unlawful actions by the illegal occupiers. Any movement of cattle onto the refuge or other activities that are not specifically authorized by the Fish and Wildlife Service constitutes trespassing. Quote, if they take down the fences, it hurts the refuge, but also destroys the positive conservation impacts reaped from decades of direct collaboration and sweat equity paid by the Harney County communities, ranchers, landowners, partners, and friends, according to Mr. Finicum, I think. He told reporters the fence, or no, I guess it was the bureaucrat. He told the reporters the fence was making the local ranch not profitable and hard to operate. He said that before the Bureau of Land Management installed the fence last year, local ranchers had enjoyed access to the range for many years. So it sounds like the feds are now threatening further criminal charges here. So presuming there are undercover agents in their midst, they will likely be able to identify the people who took the fence down, would be my guess. I mean, because you got to guess that they've got agents that are undercover with these guys at this point.
I would imagine they do.
Because they were inviting people to come join them. It was an open invitation to anyone to come out and support them. So all they got to do is throw on some camo, strap a rifle to their back, and, you know, carry an American flag with them, and they'll be welcomed with open arms.
Yeah.
Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward
says, it is very strange to have a protest that's carrying the flag of their oppressors. That's bizarre.
Well, I mean, it just shows an incomplete incomplete understanding of what they're actually doing out there.
Yeah, you want me to fly out there and just give those guys an Anarchy 101 class? You know, almost doing it right.
But I heard that they're anti-anarchy.
Well, yeah, they did. Well, they did say, they made the comment that
they're constitutionalist.
That anarchy was the only thing worse than tyranny.
That's something like that, yeah.
It may well be that they were using that word in the second sense, which is chaos, rather than the first sense, which is absence of government.
Well, that's true, and that's the problem with the term anarchy, is that people don't know what it means. They don't...
Yeah. Well, they don't know the various things that it mean, because people say anarchy is not chaos. Well, guess what? The second definition of the word anarchy is chaos. The first definition of the word anarchy is the absence of government. So what we should say, although I don't know if it would make a very good soundbite, is that using anarchy to mean chaos and the absence of government in the same sentence is equivocation. It would make lousy memes, though.
Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward said there's been an increase in vandalism, harassment, and intimidation reports since the group took over the wildlife refuge. Some of the occupiers have been able to leave and return to the refuge center, and protest leaders have also called on supporters near and far to come join their cause. The result, according to Ward, the harassment and intimidation of police and civilians, including workers for the Fish and Wildlife Service. Quote, there are continual reports of law enforcement officers and community members being followed home, of people sitting in cars outside of their homes, observing their movements and those of their families, and of people following them and their families as they move around the community. Self-identified militia members approached them in public, said Ward, trying to start a debate about the federal government. And I understand where they're coming from, because some of these guys are of the belief that the sheriff needs to protect them from the federal government. So it would follow that they would, if they're in town and they see a sheriff's officer, go up and give them, you know, a piece of their mind about, hey, you're not doing your job right. You're defending the federal government instead of defending the people who employ you. And, of course, they're seeing that as harassment or whatever.
Well, I don't know. They also said intimidation, and that's a very difficult case to make when the person who's supposedly being intimidated has access to not only a gun, but literally an infinite amount of backup.
And the ability to use it without any real accountability. If a cop wants to pull a gun on somebody and arrest them and trump them up on some charges, they'll almost always get away with it. And further, if the cop wants to actually hurt the person in some way, they'll almost always get away with that, too. So
Yeah. Well, especially, I mean, the thing that they always say about the police brutality victims is he was unarmed, because it's pretty much assumed that if they shoot you and you're armed, it's your fault. And that's something that, you know, I got to say, I was really disappointed that the Second Amendment people didn't come forward about Tamir Rice, whose crime was basically open carrying.
The claim with Tamir is that he was pointing a gun at people, according to some of the calls in that situation. You're talking about the 12-year-old who was shot to death by the police. I don't know what, you know, we don't know what really happened, because the video footage is kind of grainy and it's not exactly the best video, but it does appear that he was going for the gun in his waistband when he was shot. So there's some debate over whether or not, you know, that he was shot legitimately. I think the cops were way too hasty. I think they should not have rolled up on that scene as they did, which was very aggressively. They just rolled up, opened their doors, and shot the kid. It seemed like they didn't even give him a chance to do the right thing. Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, but others see it differently, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.